Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードはスペシャルエピソードです。 You're listening to Japan Top 10 The number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to a special episode on
Japan Top 10.
Hello everyone, this is Andy
And this is Kusei.
And we are bringing you another wonderful J-Top 10 episode. This week, we have the May 2023 special, which is songs to help you learn Japanese. So let's get into it.
But first, we have some announcements to make.
Do you want to join our team? We are looking for various staff members, including audio editors, content producers, and on-air hosts like us to join our podcast. Join the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast out there. Check out our website at jtop10.jp/join for all the details.
Want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto Locavo's most popular Japanese culture-based podcast. Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find full details at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs.
Are you making some wonderful indie Japanese music? Are you an indie Japanese musician yourself? If you create Japanese music and want some exposure, please get in touch with our music director by sending them an email at nola@jtop10.jp. That's NOLA@jtop10.jp, along with the songs you would like us to feature on the podcast.
And if you're enjoying this episode, remember, you can receive up to triple the number of songs by becoming a Patreon donor.Starting at a dollar. Plus, you'll receive this episode without any announcements or interruptions, just commentary and music. Check out our website at jtop10.jp/club for details.
Well, as I had mentioned up top, we are all about learning Japanese today. So, Kusei, I have to ask, are you studying Japanese? Do you know Japanese? Are you studying Japanese yourself right now?
Yup, I've been learning Japanese for almost 3 years now. I started during the pandemic because I had nothing to do. And I'll be taking the Japanese language proficiency test entry exam this summer.
Wow, good luck. That's awesome. Yeah, that is quite a feat. Do you feel confident? Are you ready?
I might need to study more kanji, but I think I have the grammar covered.
That's good, yeah. I feel like that's like the eternal struggle of learning Japanese is just always more kanji.
Right.
Great. Well, as we mentioned up top, today is all about learning Japanese. So hopefully for some of our listeners out there, that this episode will inspire them to follow the path of Kusei and do the Japanese language proficiency test by the end of it.
How about you? Are you learning Japanese?
I mean, I guess, yeah, always. I took and passed the N1 for the Japanese proficiency language test. When was that? Last year or 2 years ago now? And yeah, so I've been studying and learning Japanese for about, it's almost 10 years now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I'm quite deep in it and always looking to get better, though.
Yeah, that's great. So you're an expert.
I would hesitate to say expert, but definitely have a little bit of skill. Yeah, I am very excited to get to our list today, all of our songs, because they are quite near and dear to my heart as someone who loves music and someone who, you know, used karaoke to study Japanese quite a bit as a youth. A lot of the songs on our list today were actually staples in my karaoke set list, so I'm excited to introduce them to our listeners today.
Right, cultural immersion is surely a great way to learn a new language. You know, anime or music or karaoke.
Yeah, absolutely. And so today's episode will feature, you know, several songs that have easy to follow melodies and lyrics that are great for Japanese language learners from a variety of genres and for a variety of skill sets.
And Japanese is spoken by 128 million people worldwide. Outside of Japan, Japanese is mostly spoken in Brazil, the United States, especially Hawaii and California, Peru, Argentina, Australia, Canada, specifically Vancouver, and the Philippines.
Interesting, yeah. And Japanese actually contains several dialects, as many languages do, including Eastern, Western, Kyushu, which is Japan's southernmost island, and Hachijo, south of Tokyo. There's also Japanese Braille and, of course, sign language.
Many scholars believe that early Japanese language came to Japan via the Korean Peninsula from the 700s to 300 BC by wet rice Yayoi farmers. Two of the earliest written works are from the 8th century, including the Nihon Shoki, a collection of Japanese history, and the Kojiki, a collection of myths, hymns, and oral traditions.
Yeah, isn't also one of the first novels ever from Japan, you know, the tale of Genji?
right.
Genji. Yeah, exactly. So, but linguistically speaking, Japanese is quite unlike many of the world's major languages and is actually only identified by scholars as being similar to the Ryukyuan languages from the southernmost islands of Japan, including Okinawa.
And compared to English, Japanese can be characterized by its use of pure vowels, that's a, e, u, e, and honorifics, and subject, object, verb, for example. It is composed of Yamato Kotoba, words of Japanese origin, Kango, words of Chinese origin, and Gaeriaigo, words of other foreign origin, including English, Dutch, Portuguese, French, and German.
I don't know about you, but I feel like learning Japanese is, I found so many different origins of words to be really fascinating. People would ask me like, for example, the word for survey is anketo. And I didn't know that was a German word. I believe it's a German word. And people would be like, isn't that English? And always quizzing me about these words that they assume are probably from English. But yeah, it's funny to just pick up on those different backgrounds.
Right, and there's arubaito.
Yeah.
From German.
Yeah, exactly.
Just means to work in German. Arbeit.
And so, yeah, that one too, like, I'm just like, no, that's not English, definitely. I don't know what that came from, like, when people would ask me, you know. Well, aside from all those borrowed words, the writing system uses, you know, borrowed Chinese characters, known as kanji, and two scripts of simplified Chinese characters, known as hiragana and katakana, which are used for Japanese, and katakana is exclusively used for loan words, the gaidaigo. Japanese students are taught 2,136 kanji by the time they graduate secondary school.
That's a lot of characters.
It's so many.
There are several Japanese words that have made their way into the English language, including futon, squash, haiku, poncho, and rickshaw.
Japanese was ranked as the fastest growing language to learn in the US and UK on Duolingo in 2021 and is actually the fifth most popular language to study overall. I don't know where they get that statistic, but anyways, the Japan Foundation's Japanese Language Proficiency Test, the leading Japanese language proficiency test, is designed to evaluate Japanese language proficiency of non-native speakers and had over 1.36 million applicants worldwide in 2019.
And you know that I'll be taking that, and you'll be taking that show.
Yes. Oh, I mean, I already took it. I'm done. I've cleared the bar.
Mm-hmm. And Enmon's like the highest level.
Yeah, it is the highest level. But you know, the grind never stops when it comes to language learning, because there's always now there's you know, a kanji specific test called Kanji Kente, which a lot of Japanese native speakers take during high school, or you know, secondary school and high school. So I'm kind of hoping to take that someday.
Ooh, interesting. But...
Thank you.
Learning Japanese is a great way to understand your favorite Japanese songs on a deeper level. Several artists in today's episode are known for defining generations of music with their hit songs that can be heard in Japanese shops, restaurants, and karaoke booths. Most of the tracks are at a slow pace or have clear intonation, so that you can follow along even if you're still learning Japanese.
Now, without further ado, shall we, you know, jump right into our hits?
Certainly.
All right. Well, right up top, we have something that I'm sure everyone is going to be familiar with. We have our first love with Utada Hikaru from 1999 at number 4.
あなただけの場所がある。
That again was Utada Hikaru with First Love from 1999, and I feel like they need no introduction, but nevertheless, Hikaru Utada is a Japanese-American singer-songwriter and one of Japan's best-selling recording artists of all time, with over 50 million records sold.
Utada is best known overseas for his songs for Square Enix and Disney's video game series Kingdom Hearts, with the songs Simple and Clean, Sanctuary, Don't Think Twice, and Face My Fears. And for Neon Genesis Evangelion's animated films, including Beautiful World, Kissing Cry, and One Last Kiss.
First Love is featured on Utada's second album, released under the same name, which was released in 1999. It is the highest-selling Japanese album of all time by a domestic act. That fact alone is still insane to me. But Utada's 2001 album, Distance, is also the second best-selling Japanese album of all time.
And First Love was the basis of a 2022 Netflix television drama of the same name about two former teenage lovers who tried to rekindle their romance 15 years later. Netflix also released a live special Hikaru Utada Live Session from Air Studios the same year, featuring Utada recording live tracks for the album, Bad Mother.
Everyone knows how much I love Utada Hikaru. I feel I just gush about them every time it comes up on a countdown.
Have you seen the
Evangelion
movies?
Yeah, okay, that's the worst part. I haven't. I should probably go and watch, you know, the properties that the music is made for. But are you a fan?
Yeah, I really like it. I didn't watch all the movies in like a week, I think, so yeah.
Oh my gosh. And it didn't like psychologically torment you? I feel like those are very heavy movies to deal with.
Yeah, they were, but I like them overall, especially the music. I have some soundtracks when you like it.
Oh yeah, yeah, no, I'm guilty of that. I've definitely never watched the movies, but I have combed through the albums to pick out the songs I like.
On number 3, we have Sanpo by Azumi Inoue, which was released in 1988.
Good night. You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Sanpo is best known as one of the theme songs of My Neighbor Totoro, the beloved film by Studio Ghibli and directed by Hayao Miyazaki.
It was composed by Joe Hisaishi, who previously wrote music for Miyazaki's Nausicaä of the Valley of the Wind and, of course, Castle in the Sky.
Vocalist Azumi Inoue is also known for her vocal contributions to other Miyazaki films, including Laputa, Castle in the Sky, and Kiki's Delivery Service.
Tonari no Totoro is frequently taught to children and beginner Japanese language learners, and it can often be heard in supermarkets and shotengai, which are those shopping streets in Japan.
Yeah, Hayao Miyazaki and his movies are really love Japanese culture, and all Japanese learners should watch it. This song as well, and the soundtrack, they'd be great as an introduction to Japanese.
Yeah, I remember, I can't remember all of the songs that I was introduced to by my Japanese teacher, you know, when I started learning, but this one I do remember because it uses the te form, I believe, quite a bit, which in Japanese is like, you know, a shortened form of a verb to that connects it. It's like a basis for other forms later on, and it kind of like it means that the action is in the middle of something. So I know that it uses it quite a bit. So I remember listening to this, and like she's like, okay, now listen along, like catch all the te verbs that are going to come up. Yeah, I was going to say, speaking of combing through movie soundtracks to find songs we like, I feel like, yeah, like you were mentioning, Miyazaki films are just like such a pinnacle of both music, sound, music, and as well as visuals coming all together to make a neat little package.
Right. And they're always so profound, like emotionally, such experience.
Yeah, you will definitely leave feeling something. Yes, well, we are really winding down, and at our number two spot on this countdown, we have Clarice with the song Irony from 2010. That again was Clarice, which is a pop idol duo from Hokkaido that formed in 2009 and is currently composed of members Clara and Karen.
Electronic music producer KZ, also known as LiveTune, produced the track Irony for the duo in 2010 as the opening theme for the anime Orin.
Clarice is best known for its contributions to anime such as Puella Magi Maruko Magica, Nisei Monogatari, Nisekoi, Edomanga Sensei, Beatless, Cells at Work, and Nikorisu Recoil. They did not reveal their faces to the public online until 2022, using only illustrators to draw their likenesses until last year, which is very interesting and cool to me, but yeah. And in 2013, Clarice performed their song Alive on the popular YouTube channel The First Take.
I like the First Take.
Yeah, so many great performances and things have been brought out through that channel.
I do have some very soft like I did watch. I enjoyed them. I enjoyed it very support.
Yeah, do you feel that their other songs are also conducive for learning Japanese, or are they a bit harder?
So, the overall trend I observed was they weren't too hard. The sentence is very short.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some nice words.
Mm-hmm.
Do check them out.
No, it sounds like you enjoy them outside of that purpose as well, but they're right. Just a good band to check out.
And on number one, we have Yuri's Dry Flower, released in 2020.
Tabun watashi janakute ii ni 余裕のない二人だったし気づけば喧嘩ばかりしてさごめんねずっと話そうと思ってたきっと私たち合わないね二人きりしかいない部屋でさあなたばかり話していたよねもしいつかどこかで会えたら 君じゃなくてよかった。もう泣かされることもないし、私ばかりなんて言葉もなくなった。あんなに悲しい別れでも、時間が経てば忘れてく。新しい人と並ぶ君は、ちゃんと とうまくやれているのかな。もう顔も見たくない顔さ、変に連絡してこないでほしい。都合がいいのは変わってないんだね。でも無視できずにまた少し返事
Dry Flower by Yuri, who is a singer-songwriter from Chiba. He first came to prominence when he performed a cover of Hana 0714 by the rock band My First Story in Shibuya Crossing in 2019. When the vocalist of the band, Hiroki Moriguchi, happened to witness his performance and joined him for the second verse of the song. Moriguchi later invited Yuri to perform for the band's encore performance as part of the concert tour 2019.
Okay, that story alone is like something straight out of a manga or an anime.
I know, right?
Is it not? That's crazy. He just got seen performing, you know, out and about, and then the singer of the band that he was covering was like, hey, why don't you come perform for us on our tour? That's crazy. But Yuri's debut single, Kakudenbo, ranked 4th on the iTunes Japan charts upon its release in the same year.
Bright Flower was released as Yuri's second single in 2020. He released an English version of the song called Bright Flowers on January 21st, 2022.
The song reached 400 million streams on the Billboard Japan streaming songs chart on September 1st, 2021, and it was actually the most popular song choice in karaoke booths in 2021 and 2022, according to the karaoke brand JoySound. A hit's a hit. I feel like this is another song that, unfortunately, I just didn't really have any, I guess, recognition of prior to recording, but I really enjoyed it, and I can see why a lot of people wanted to perform it at karaoke.
I also find it interesting how karaoke groups are used with statistics. And it does make sense. Like, one must be a good song, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Have you ever been to like a Japanese style karaoke booth before?
Unfortunately, not. Not Japanese style ones.
Right, yeah, I mean, I don't know how other machines are, but like machines like JoySound will show the entire, I guess, like song history of the previous peoples, like of everyone who uses that machine, basically.
Oh.
So like sometimes before I would start, you know, singing at karaoke, I would just go through the history to see like what the people before me were singing and be like, oh, interesting, that's their taste. Or like, you know, you kind of get a funny image of like what people are like based on what they choose to sing at karaoke, I guess. Well, I hope, you know, ultimately our listeners, you know, gained some insightful information about some nice, easy songs to break into, you know, Japanese language learning with. I think ultimately my biggest advice for someone who definitely used music as a way to, you know, further my Japanese language learning skills is just find artists you love and dedicate, you know, lots of time to listening and trying to emulate them if you want to speak better or whatever, because I think song is such an underutilized tool for language learners, and it's honestly, you know, the nicest thing to keep interest in a language and keep language fun, which it should be.
Exactly. It motivates you to learn, like the song, roots that the Japanese include naturally, and it also helps its pronunciation, expressing feelings depending on the song.
Yeah, definitely. You're gonna learn so many ways to say I love you, I swear.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, of course, that, you know, wraps it up for us here, but you should all get ready to enjoy a brand new Artist of the Month episode. In just about a week from now, Shana will actually be joined by our audio editor, Fred, and they will bring you a brand new Artist of the Month episode for June 2023, which features the punk rock band Otoboke Beaver. Oh my gosh, you have to show up. Just for listening to this episode, you have to listen to that episode for me, because I love Otoboke Beaver. Well, I mean, is there anything you'd like to close us off with, Kuze?
Well, this was episode 475. Songs to help you learn Japanese.
Thanks for joining us, and take care as always. Be safe, and we'll see you on the next one.
Bye.
Tane. Japan Top
10. Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.